Grain futures, they are get up and go today. Soybeans, wheat, double-digit strength. And the corn also making new highs for the summer as we breach the levels that were achieved back in July at 492 and looking like they might close above it, targeting the $5 mark. So what's in play? Well, multiple things. First off, as you know, the Pro Farmer Tour not finding a good crop out there in the Western Corn Belt and even the Eastern Corn Belt. Ohio has troubles. Indiana has troubles. Crop yields down from last year's records when they were thinking that was supposed to be such a great crop. But of course, we talked about how they had pollination problems here and flooding. And, of course, the Western Corn Belt, the cobs, wherever you are looking, pollination was an issue. Rollback tips, the girth and the length of the cobs smaller than anticipated. So yields are on the decline, which puts the USDA September crop report back on the block again, as they did get it right, going in a lower direction, not a higher direction, as many wanted to say back in August. We weren't in that camp. We were on the lower side. And, of course, the yield potentially nationally is under 180 bushel to the acre. You start doing the math with that and our upcoming better demand than what the USDA has built in with the prospects that we're going to probably see Europe buying corn from us in a big way. We've got a carryout that's probably heading south of 1.5 billion bushels for the carryout. And so that has the corn market scared. And then this morning we have U.S. Secretary Bessent talks about doing credit swaps and buybacks to pull back the longer-term interest rates, pull them back down from their rising levels. That is kind of, in a way, quantitative easing. And so the market sees that as easy money. And so gold and silver exploding today, alongside of even a Bitcoin talk that maybe some of this money is coming into the grain complex as well. So corn, presently, December contract, up 6¾ cents at 494¾, while the old crop September, which most elevators are probably rolled off of by now, up 6½ cents at 469¾. But $5 target for Deese new crop corn is on the way. We've got that March at 510, and even July corn is at 520 right now. Barely paying for interest, I might add, so there's not much carry in the market if you got to pay interest on the money. That said, corn strong, soybeans, no flash sales this morning yet. Another 20 cent run to the upside here at one point. The old crop September up 19¼, 1220. November beans up 18¾ cents at 1235½. Now over in the wheat trade, more vessels being attacked in the Black Sea. Crash trade volume right now, it's thought to be at 97% restricted. Only 3% of the grain right now that typically would be rolling right now in August is on the way. This is going to become a pinching the garden hose kind of effect as we get into September, because West African countries, Middle Eastern countries, Asian countries, they always count on this cheap Black Sea wheat moving for them to buy. Well, they're not going to have that. They're going to have to roll on to more expensive European wheat, France and Germany, and then possibly on to U.S. wheat, because Australia doesn't do them any good right now. That crop is growing. So the wheat trade here also firming up. Chicago wheat did take out early week highs, while Kansas wheat is still stalled out about 7-8 cents under early week highs. We are up 13¼ cents on December Chicago, 694½. December Kansas up 15½ cents at 774, while Minneapolis December wheat up 14 cents, 717¾ cents. Now, cattle futures struggling again today after what was a good start early in the week on Monday's recovery, and then the revelation Tuesday that the Fort Morgan plant owned by Cargill. I was thinking for a second. Cargill owns that plant. We'll be back underway. They hire 2,000 people, can harvest up to 4,000 head a day. So that's a big day, offsetting some of the Tyson closings. That did not get the market to make higher highs. So all we've been doing is consolidating inside of those ranges since Monday. And so the cattle trade heading back towards Friday's lows. No new lows yet on feeder cattle or live cattle. They're still about $2 away, but we are under pressure. Box beef today, choice up $4.13, select down $1.50, but we're hearing bids of $2.25 are appearing out there, which would be down $3 from last week. Nobody's taking them, though. They're currently being passed. August cattle down $1.22, $2.2367, October off $1.40, $2.1760, December cattle giving up $1.55 at $2.1765. Feeder cattle, August off 192, 337.30, while the feeder index was off $1.19 at 342.36. September feeders down 342, 329.92. October off 367, 322.65. January feeders down 407 to 306.10 as they head towards their lows made last Friday. January feeders, they had a low on Friday of $3.04, $304.50. Well, they're fast approaching that today. They need to hold or else it's going to cascade new selling. Hog futures, though, higher by 75 cents, 81.47. December up 47 cents, 71.40. And, of course, gold, silver, sharply higher today as Secretary of the Treasury Bessent stated they were going to be buying the long end of the curve, selling T-bills up front and trying to lower longer-term interest rates, which have been rising almost on a weekly basis. That had sent gold today up $125 an ounce, $4,546. December silver's up $1.80, $66.55, while the dollar index under pressure, down 74 cents at 98.54. Bitcoin alive, strong, up $3,400 on the August contract. We're at $68,120. And it's also supporting crude oil today, along with, of course, the fact the Strait of Hormuz is closed. You can say it's open, but the tankers, we're looking at maybe, you can check it out, maybe 5 or 8 transits a day are occurring when normally it'd be 120 to 130, hardly open. So crude oil, October contract up $1.14, $85.20 last on the energy markets with the Department of Energy numbers out. Tightening supplies on diesel fuel, but a little loosening on the gasoline. Has gasoline down 3 cents a gallon, $3.27 a gallon. Diesel fuel, though, up 2.5 cents a gallon, $4.57.5. Any questions, you can always find us at our website. All our phone numbers are right there at the top, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.